Good evening.
Twice, but I spent all day.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the National Academy. I'm Carmen Branigan. I'm the director here, and it gives me great, great pleasure to welcome all of you on the 10th anniversary of the partnership with Art Critical and the Review Panel. A very, very special thank you and congratulations to David Cohn, who is the force behind making this happen. Thank you, David, for being such a terrific partner. I'd also like to acknowledge the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts for their ongoing support for the review panel. And if you will kindly indulge me for just a moment, I would like to say just a few words about some of the things that are coming up here at the National Academy. October 1st opens our fall exhibition, which there's a postcard on your chairs, called Beyond the Classical, Imagining the Ideal Across Time. This exhibition explores ways artists have referenced classical themes such as history, mythology, allegory, and idealism. Whether rejecting or responding to the classical, artists are conditioned and influenced by this framework. Drawing from the Academy's collection and showing such artists as Maxfield Parrish, Asher B. Duran, Edwin Blashfield, along with loans from Marcel Duchamp, Anselm Kiefer, Robert Rauschenberg, Kiki Smith, and numerous others. I do hope that you'll come and have a look at that exhibition either on the opening night, October 1st, or shortly thereafter. Along with this exhibition, we're launching a new and ongoing project here at the Academy on the fourth floor called the Curatorial Lab. And in that lab, what we'll do is present the ongoing projects of living artists and architects, which gives the visitors an opportunity to explore these things kind of up close and personal. So there'll be a few works presented and then a lot of supporting materials such as videos, drawings, that kind of thing, which really helps people understand the creative impulse of these artists and architects. And we're opening that series with an exhibition called Gestures, which are the designs of Wendell Castle and William Petterson. I'm sure you're all familiar with the work of Wendell Castle. William Petterson is an architect here in New York. He's actually the architect of record at Hudson Yards, an academician, and also has recently taken on designing and making chairs. So his chairs will be on exhibition in the curatorial lab. A quick commentary on what is currently just beyond these doors, which I think it's important to note is the work of an Academy student, because after all, you are in the Academy school. And this is the work of an artist called Wendy Noviardi, who is part of our full-time studio intensive. And I think anyone that has a look at this work will agree that it's quite an excellent body of work for such a new artist. So this is just one of the many new programs we have here. I sincerely hope that you'll come back for lectures, maybe take a class, or see the work that's in our museum. But I think you'll also be interested to know that in the museum, we've instituted a new policy, pay as you wish. So this is a way of expanding our audience, but at the same time, really finding out what the public thinks about what we're doing here. So all in all, I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and we're really happy to open this fantastic season here at the National Academy. So without further ado, I'd like to turn this over to David and our esteemed panel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Carmen, and thank you especially for such a warm welcome. And it does feel incredible to be a decade, but it at the same time, it feels like it was only yesterday that we were all upstairs in that marble room with Ken Johnson and Jerry Saltz on this panel and Alexei Worth and Walter Robinson heckling from the floor and telling us we weren't doing a good enough job. So. Not that I'm encouraging you to do the same this evening. I think you'll find we'll be doing an excellent job, but if you do have, I hope you have things that you almost want to heckle with, just store them and share them in the two sections, the two sessions we have for audience participation. Who's here at the review panel for the first time? Ah, quite a number of you. Excellent. Lovely. Always fantastic to see new faces here at the Academy. And talking of new faces, I'd like to actually thank in person that the staff here at the Academy have been working closely with me to make this happen this evening. Curator Diana Thompson and Michelle Kiefer, and a thank you also to Maurizio Pellegrin of the school for making the review panel part of the new spirit of things here at the National Academy. The format of the review panel is simplicity itself. We've all been, hopefully, to see four exhibitions around New York City. I show a PowerPoint of those shows, one at a time for the first two. They're rather image dense, and then the last two in one shot. After the videos, we discuss the exhibitions amongst ourselves on the panel. After the first two discussions, we open it up to hear what you, the audience, think of the first two exhibitions that we've looked at, and then we repeat the exercise. So that is the format of the panel. I should also, by the way, like to thank Isaac Durfel, who's the recording engineer, an important aspect of what happens here. It's incredibly wonderful to see a full house for the opening night, and indeed for all nights here at the review panel. But it's also quite significant for us that the events are recorded for later podcast. The podcasts are archived at artcritical.com, the online magazine that I publish and edit. And you can hear podcasts going right back to that first night in October 2004. So now my great pleasure is to introduce this evening's guests. One, a veteran of this series, and two fresh faces on the panel. Alphabetical order, and from your left to the right, Alexander Nagel is professor of art history at the Institute of Fine Arts at New York University. He is both a Renaissance man and very much an art historian and critic with a foot in the contemporary. In fact, almost as if to personify that split, his latest book is titled Medieval Modern and looks at the phenomenon of the medieval and the Renaissance in 20th century and contemporary culture. He is the co-author with Christopher Wood of Anachronic Renaissance, and his first book, Art Historical Map, I think, is of art. But we also see him writing an essay in the current catalogue of Jeff Koons at the Whitney, and he's written on Robert Smithson and any number of contemporary artists, including Alexei Wirth, who I just mentioned. Dorothy Spears is a veteran writer on the New York Times. Well, veteran is a writer on the New York Times of some standing. We see many of her features and profiles of visual artists there at the Times, and I was with some students looking through the bibliography of Marcel Zama, and there was a rather illuminating, punchy interview from the Times in 2005, which is the year Dorothy joined that newspaper. She also writes personal essays in the Times, but has been a critic since the 1980s. She's also the editor of a book, Flight Patterns, A Century of Stories About Flying, to show that art critics can have wings, literally and metaphorically. And Robert Storr, first and foremost, the thing to say about Robert Storr is that he is a painter, and he is Dean of the School of Art at Yale. From 1990 to 2002, he was a curator at MoMA. The shows that he curated there are not only too numerous to list, but also too diverse to characterize. He's a Renaissance man himself. He's been the critic for numerous art magazines throughout his years as a curator, from Art in America to most recently a column that ran through 2011 in Frieze magazine. And in 2007, he was the curator of the Venice Biennale. A distinguished panel, please welcome them. Wonderful. Well, I think we're ready now to get going the ball is in my court, but if we could dim the lights. And the order that we're reviewing the shows, just to let you know, is we're going to look at Alora and Caldazia first, then Marcel Zama. I'm going to show the videos of each of those separately because they're rather visually dense. And then after the discussion from the contributions from the floor, our last two shows will be Angela Dufresne and Justine Kurland.